This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Horse people, this is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for October 30th, 2014, episode 1031.
Good morning!
It's Thursday.
Let's kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
Your presence is required on the command deck.
That's right, folks, it's Thursday. So that means you only have one day left to surf the web for some off-kilter classifieds and email them to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com with bad ads in the subject line. On tomorrow's show, like we do every Friday, our intrepid co-hosts will perform a dramatic reading of a select group of those ads, and the astute listener who submitted the Black Pearl of Prose, creating the greatest host consternation, will receive a prize. And prizes this week are provided by Soar No More. Soar No More Performance Liniment maintains the same arnica-based and capsaicin-free formula as the original Soar No More, but also removes the lobelia to meet FEI regulatory requirements. Soar No More Performance Liniments is the only liniment that is not only safe for FEI competitors, but it is safe to use with laser, magnetic, and ceramic fiber therapy. And horses with sensitive skin appreciate Soar No More Performance Liniment too, because just like the original Soar No More, it will never burn or cause a tingling sensation. Prizes also provided by Uncle Jimmy's. Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls and Licky Things help to combat stall boredom by providing your horse entertainment in the stall, while at the same time providing them much-needed minerals and nutrients that are not found in other treats. Uncle Jimmy's has training treats covered too, with Uncle Jimmy's Squeezy Buns. Every deliciously soft, squishy treat is individually wrapped for freshness, so your pockets don't get gummed up. Ask for Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls, Licky Things, and Squeezy Buns at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at uncle-jimmys.com. Now sit back and enjoy this previously aired masterpiece, gleaned from the Hit'em Audio Vault.
And I'm so happy it's Wednesday, and I listen to that song every time, and it kind of goes through my head, but we're on the downhill slide. We have crested the top of the hill, and we are on our way back down, because it is hump day, my friends. Welcome to hump day. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Miss Jamie. How are you?
I am good. I have a baby on my lap, and I'm slowly feeding him these little Cheetos to keep him quiet, and so we're good.
Terrific. I saw you were up early this morning. I saw you posting on Facebook about the time I get up, which is way before you should be getting up.
Yes, I woke up to feed the child at 3 and was up. Well, it was probably about 2:45 and was up until, I don't know, once I got him back to sleep, I couldn't sleep. So what does a woman with a baby do? Goes to her smartphone and looks on Facebook. That is how we entertain ourselves anymore. I don't know how women that had kids before smartphones, I don't know what they did.
I can tell you what they did. At 3 a.m., they went in and turned on the TV, but that was in the days when we didn't have 800 stations, and you only had like 3 or 4, and all that played at that hour was either the little thing they put up at 2 o'clock in the morning when they went off the air, or they had infomercials. So I think that's why those infomercials addicted a whole generation of women that are now on QVC every day. That's what I think.
You know, I know that my phone usage slightly irritates my husband, but I'm going to point out to him, Glenn, and thank you very much, that I could be buying Bowflexes and I could be buying nonstick frying pans at 3 in the morning,
that's
but
correct.
Now I'm just looking at my phone, and perusing, you know, I read articles, I get smarter, but I could be buying a way to cut my hair with a blow dryer. What was Blowbees? That was a good pull right there. How about that?
In a long time.
Yeah.
You pulled that one out.
I did. You know, I could be a proactive spokesman, too. You know, I could be out there with Adam Levine talking proactive. I'm trying to think of what other ones they have. Iron
yeah,
butt,
I was
you know?
Of, oh, no, the chamois. The chamois thing. That one's on. That one's been on for 20 years, the chamois guy. He's been doing that for 20 years. Yeah, ShamWow, yeah. That's it. You got it. You do know all of these.
Because I see them on Facebook and advertisements. But, yes, that is true. So I next time he complains about my Facebook usage, I'll mention that I could be watching in the middle of the night infomercials and buying things, spending his money. So there you go.
And you could tell him that you won't be using the Flowbee. You'll be using it on him. So.
Ooh, that's even better. I will make you bleed. I will put this thing on your head when you're sleeping. Jennifer, what's on today's show? On today's Back on Track Products Wednesday edition, we will open the show with more bust-out laughing stuff, this time a list of corporate brand slogans that will make you fall off your chair and or spit out your coffee. And in the center of the show, the velvet voice of Victoria Spicer will provide a list of this week's must-sees from Horse and Country TV. And in the third half, EquityMFG.com's Celebrity Trivia Challenge welcomes country music legend in the making, Templeton Thompson. So stay tuned for the
play. Hey, Templeton. Templeton's going to be here. That's good. I have a little bit of a tiny bit of a serious Daily Whinny, but boy, they deserve it. This goes out to the hundreds of police officers and firefighters who showed up at the Philadelphia airport yesterday to escort Braden Chandler home from his Make-A-Wish trip to Disney World. He's 3 years old, and his parents had a trip planned to Disney World in April, but they found out just a couple of weeks ago in January that his cancer was now terminal, and they were going to be doing no more treatments, and they just had to keep him comfortable. Well, they contacted Make-A-Wish immediately, and Make-A-Wish, within 2 weeks, arranged a trip for him to go to SeaWorld and to Disney World, and he had a terrific time down there. Well, word got out on... See?
See, it's very sad for him.
Word got out... This is the heartwarming part. Coming up, word got out on Facebook that he was coming home to the airport, and they wanted to have a police escort for him. They already had a limousine arranged, but they wanted to have a police escort. Well, word got out, and from five different counties around Delaware County and Philadelphia, over 100 policemen and firefighters showed up in their police cars with their fire trucks and escorted him the whole way home. And there is a video, I posted it on my, I couldn't get it to go on Horses in the Morning page, I think it's restricted or something, but I posted it on Glenn the Geek's page, and it is a video of somebody who was along the route, just handheld video. There were so many police cars, this video goes for 4.5 minutes of police cars and fire trucks going by, and they all had their lights and sirens on. They all had their lights and sirens on. It was so cool. They all did it off-duty. They had to be off-duty. They got permission to go out there and do it. When they got off the airplane, the policemen had all come into the terminal and lined up in two lines so that when they got off the airplane, they walked through this line of policemen. So cool. It was really cool. And, you know, the poor three-year-old, poor Braden, looked a little overwhelmed after his trip and then coming home to that. But he's very cute, and the parents were very appreciative. There were hundreds of people to greet him at their house. Just a really, really neat story. And, you know, Make-A-Wish does make it happen. They really do. Neat story.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Good job.
Yeah. Well, I saw what your daily Winnie was going to be, and I thought maybe we should have a day where we're going to have a daily Winnie day where we just share the love of our human kindness. And this story is about a guy. I posted it on Facebook a while ago, and it's a really beautiful story. It reminds me of yours. The Facebook page that you guys should go visit, it's called Happy Birthday Colin. Have you heard of this, Glenn?
No. Huh.
Okay. There's this kid named Colin, and his birthday is March 9th. And apparently his mother asked him who he wanted to invite to his birthday party. And I'm going to read what she said on this Facebook page. She says, I am Colin's mom. I created this page for my amazing, wonderful, challenging son who is about to turn 11 on March 9th. Because of Colin's disabilities, social skills are not easy for him, and he often acts out in school, and the other kids don't like him. So when I asked him if he wanted a party for his birthday, he said there wasn't a point because he has no friends. He eats lunch alone in the office every day because no one will let him sit with them. And rather than force somebody to be unhappy with his presence, he sits alone in the office. So I thought if I could create a page where people could send him positive thoughts and encouraging words, that would be better than any birthday party. So please join me in making my very original son feel special on his day. And this is a page where you can go to Happy Birthday Colin. They've actually put a postal P.O. box where you can send cards or something like that. And I want you to know that just this morning I got a notification that they reached over 2 million fans on this page.
Wow.
For this child. And his birthday is not until March 9th, and this is a total surprise. He has no idea. Apparently, they did a story on the news, and people in school were coming up to him going, dude, we saw you in the news. And he's like, what? And she's like, so the mom keeps sending out messages, please keep this quiet, it's a surprise. And it's just I have goosebumps, it's just such a beautiful thing for a mother to do for her son. And it breaks your heart when you realize how much people struggle in school. And he's just a beautiful boy. So again, you can find it, it's Happy Birthday Colin, C-O-L-I-N. And you can go and you can send him birthday wishes, and she's going to print it all out and have the whole thing ready for him by his birthday on March 9th. So it's a really cool thing, and I hope everybody appreciates it as much as I did. But it reminds me of the firefighters, like, you know, these people just spending time sending gifts and sending cards. And she said she's flooded with things to the P.O. box. She keeps posting notifications of the post office. Your box is full again. You need to clean it out. We can't fit anything else. So just goes to show you that there are just wonderful people in this world.
That's terrific. And, you know, before we get on to the silly part of the show, because Jamie has one. I thought I'd come up over the past two-plus years with some good lists. But you have come up with the best list ever that we're going to talk about this morning. And before we get to that, I just wanted to mention that Dawn Deems, who won the trivia challenge last week, played against Dean Reeves from Mucho Macho Man's owner. And she got her award-winning package from them and posted a picture of it. They sent her all kinds of cool stuff. Not only did they send her the poster of Mucho Macho Man that they signed on the back, they sent her some pins and a handwritten note and just a whole package of stuff from the Reeves Racing. And I think Dawn was thrilled with it. I want the poster. That's a really cool poster.
It's a beautiful picture. It's one of those really well-painted headshots of the horse. Oh, it's gorgeous. It's like, it looks like they would have done one for Zenyatta or Secretariat, you know. It's just really cool.
It is really cool, and Dawn, congratulations on that. See, that's what you can win by playing the Celebrity Trivia Challenge every Wednesday morning. Well, you found, do you want to do news first or just go right into your fantastic list? Either one.
Let's go into it. And the list that I found, Glenn, when you said this morning, you're like, oh, you posted the best list on Facebook. I was like, what? What list are you talking about? Because it was like 2:45 in the morning that I found this thing and posted it on Facebook. And I would like to apologize for any future things I post at 2 in the morning and have no idea that I posted.
You did a great job. This was fun. Do you want to read some? Tell us, everybody, what it is and read some of them.
Because
I only read a couple of them because I... I wanted to be surprised, but I heard Jennifer in there was just cracking up. So.
Yeah, I laughed out loud in bed, like with the baby sleeping next to me, and then my husband there, and then, like I like belly laughed a couple times and had to be quiet. So, what it is, it's 50 company slogans if they were actually honest about it. And the first one, just to warm you up, it says Subway. Let that bread smell soak into your clothes, which is so true. You go to Subway, you smell like Subway.
There's nothing that smells worse than the package that fast food came in. Really,
isn't
it?
Oh,
true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like when you leave that McDonald's bag, and you would know about this, but when you leave the McDonald's bag in your car overnight, oh, my God, it smells awful.
Oh, and yeah. McDonald's has one on here. It's the familiar golden arches, and it says McDonald's. Because I only had $4.
I can't another tell you one how many times I have pulled into McDonald's just to get a fries, and I was searching every nook and cranny of my car for change.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember when Taco Bell used to be $59, $79, $99? I was like, oh, if only I can get $99, I can get the bean burrito. Like, I was searching in between my car seats. I was 16. I was starving to death.
We ate there the other day, and Taco Bell is still the cheapest place in the world to eat. It's even cheaper than McDonald's. Yeah. The two of us can eat for, like, $7.
Yeah, and you know when something is that cheap, don't eat the meat. Don't.
Well, we just don't think about it. You just la, 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 la.
Exactly. The next one is Instagram, and it has a little familiar camera, and it says, mask bad photos with filters. So true.
That's why they put the filters in.
And the familiar farm, Hidden Valley Ranch, the original ranch. Make vegetables bad for you.
I actually looked at the back of one of the Hidden Valley jars the other day at the ingredients list, and you know when there's 85 ingredients and you can't pronounce any of them, it's not good for you anymore.
Well, I've taken a personal war, and I'll have to check Hidden Valley and see if it's in there. They've taken a personal war against hydrogenated oils, and because I've started reading too much about it, and so I've thrown out half my pantry and refrigerator. I mean, anything that could live forever on a shelf is bad for you. Okay, like this is bad. Okay, the next one is Vicks NyQuil. You know, it's not a sneezing, coughing, stuffy head, sleeping, rest medicine. NyQuil. Slip into a nice coma for a few hours. So true.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? There's nothing better than that, though, is there? When you're sick and you take NyQuil, and then you kind of wake up in the middle of the night, but you feel so good, and you just go right back to sleep. And what mother hasn't done NyQuil on an airplane with a child? You probably haven't.
So
yet.
I need to write that one down, huh?
That's coming.
It's coming. Going to Rolex. the next one is, and this reminded me of my stepdad, because this is what he drinks, and it's Keystone Light. Stay sober during beer pong. And, yeah, I don't think there's any alcohol in Keystone Light. It's just water with bubbles.
Water. Water with bubbles.
Hot Pockets, every bite is a different temperature.
We used to eat Hot Pockets years ago. I haven't had one of those in 25 years. But when we first met and we were totally broke, you could buy Hot Pockets for like $1.25. And you're right. We used to nuke them, and you would nuke them, and you would get them out, and one part would absolutely burn your mouth, and the middle was still frozen.
Yeah, there's a comedian who did a whole bit about Hot Pockets, and it's like the lava inside Hot Pockets, and then you get to the other end, and it's totally frozen. So, yeah, yep. I get it. Skipping down, we've got Cosmopolitan, the magazine. You know, it's the familiar pink Cosmopolitan, and it's sex quizzes, sex tips, and sex facts. Because why does anybody else buy a Cosmopolitan?
That is
true. I don't
know.
It's true. I've been on an airplane, and I've had the Cosmo, because, of course, yeah, I want to find out awesome ways to make my husband happy. And I buy the magazine, and I have people behind me, like, looking through the crack in the chairs just to be able to read over your shoulder.
It's female
again,
porn.
It is. It's chick porn for sure. Campbell's, like Campbell's Soup logo. Campbell's. Salt.
And you know the healthy request ones that they've taken the South out of? Ew!
They're awful tasting.
Not worth it. Right. Not worth it. One of my favorite foods is Nature Valley granola bars, the peanut butter kind. And I ate those throughout my entire pregnancy, and it's so true. It's Nature Valley granola bars. Crumbs everywhere. They totally fall apart.
You can't eat those in the car. You really can't because of everywhere. The other thing you can't eat in a car is powdered donuts. Powder, you cannot eat a powdered donut without getting it all over your shirt, your pants, the steering wheel, the dashboard, something about a powdered donut from Dunkin' Donuts that just gets everywhere.
And then you get pulled over and you're like, no, officer, I wasn't doing cocaine. It is powdered donut. I promise.
Wasn't powder?
Swear.
I like the next one.
LinkedIn. Are you on LinkedIn, Glenn?
Yes. I don't use it much, but people keep liking me or whatever you do on LinkedIn, and I quite haven't figured LinkedIn out yet.
Yeah, Chad is on LinkedIn, too, but he never checks it either, but he gets these invitations every once in a while in the emails, and I'm like, who's on LinkedIn? And he's like, I don't even know what they do. But it's the thing is LinkedIn. Connect with people for no reason at all. This is very true.
True. That is true.
Then there's the Kool-Aid logo with the Kool-Aid man running forward, and it's Kool-Aid sugar water.
We used to live on that when we were kids because my mom could buy it for cheap. So we drank more Kool-Aid as kids.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know what? You know what? Nowadays they're making you see a ton of different drinks, you know, the vitamin waters and all that. It's just Kool-Aid. All that's just pretty much Kool-Aid.
You're right. You're totally right, except for the fact that you've got down here, let's see, I'm looking for it, is Gatorade. Gatorade's different. And the slogan that they have is the big G with the lightning bolt through it, and it's Gatorade, because you have a hangover. Seriously? That's the only time I drink Gatorade.
I like the one in here, the Apple logo. And, you know, we all know how expensive Apples are, you know, to buy the computers. $2,000 Facebook machines.
That's all I use mine for. I don't have a $2,000 one, thank God. Let's see, the Target, the emblem Target, the red and white circles, and I couldn't agree with this more. It's Walmart for the middle class.
It's so true. It is true.
It's a well-lit Walmart. Yeah, exactly.
So what's Walmart for the upper class? What's Walmart for the upper class? Macy's? Or,
yeah, exactly.
You have to think about it.
Like a regular grocery store?
It's Wegmans. Wegmans would be Walmart for the upper class. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. And I posted on Facebook a while ago on my page, it was a picture of one of the people at Walmart kind of thing, you know? And it was a picture of like a split screen. It was a really interesting woman from a People of Walmart website and then the logo of Target. And it says, I go to Target so I don't have to go to Walmart. That's so true. I go to Target. I'm like, you know what? I may pay a little more, but I'm not shopping at Walmart. So it's a little bit worth it.
And it's not like we're Walmart snobs. Both of us shop at, I know you do and we do. We shop there for groceries because they're cheaper. So
yeah,
not like
well,
we don't.
I even go to Target now more often. I couldn't take to Walmart anymore.
Let me ask you a question though. Do you dress up out of your sweatpants to go to Target?
Oh, I'm way more presentable at Target than I would be at Walmart, for sure. Totally. Because you're going to Walmart. I can wear sweatpants. The next one is the Pizza Hut logo, and it says, Pizza Hut, we have a salad bar for some reason. Who eats at Pizza Hut? Really? Do people go in? Yeah, why do they have a salad bar? For the employees? The logo for Ben & Jerry's, it says, Ben & Jerry's, eat away your feelings. And that's the truth.
That's the only time you get Ben and Jerry's, isn't it, when you're depressed and you're going to eat the whole entire thing? But now, fortunately, all ice cream makers, as everybody has noticed, a half a gallon used to be a half a gallon, and now it's like a quarter of a gallon. The boxes just keep getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And the next one is so true, and especially if you live in Florida, because if you go into the parks, the most of them are Coke parks, but some of them are Pepsi parks. And every time you'll ask for a soda, they say, is Pepsi okay? It's like they're apologizing.
I'm from Atlanta. And the problem is that we would go back to Taco Bell. Taco Bell serves Pepsi, and I'm from Atlanta, which Georgia is Coke capital of the world. And then, you know, anytime you go somewhere, like, oh, can I get a Diet Coke? They go, is Pepsi okay? And that is the logo they have on here, and it's so perfect. So true. Another one is Kmart. We still exist.
I know. Every time I go buy one, I look at it and go, they're still around. I can't tell you the last time I've been in a Kmart. Have you been in a Kmart? I don't even know where the Kmart is.
Oh, God. I think Kmart's worse than Walmart, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what the step down from that is, but I haven't been in one forever. We go there all the time. Kmart was long before Walmart, and I remember going to Kmart when I was a kid with Mom, you know?
Yeah.
That was a big trip.
It was. Waffle House, the familiar, you know, yellow squares of Waffle House. Waffle House, it's 2 a.m., and you're drunk.
I'm not a big Waffle House fan, so that's probably the only time I had ever eat there.
Yep, so, 2 a.m., and you're drunk, and there's no other place open, you're starving.
That's right.
It's this or, again, Taco Bell. FedEx, it's probably broken. Whatever it is, it's probably broken. FedEx, just, like, if they are sending something, the UPS guy in my neighborhood will come inside our gate and put my UPS package in front of the house door. FedEx puts it by the gate, outside the gate. So any Joe that walks by could take whatever package it is and walk away. Or like what happened with my flowers, FedEx left them outside the gate and they all wilted because it was so hot that day. Totally true.
UPS is pretty good about putting the raincoat on your package too. FedEx is not as good at putting the raincoat on your package.
That's a good point. That's a good point. This one is anything more true than this next one. The familiar, you know, yellow ticket for Best Buy, and it's a Best Buy. Try it out before buying it on Amazon.
The reason I go there.
You're like, we have been in Best Buy with Amazon on my smartphone. And going, no, we can, so even with shipping, it's cheaper.
And I have the little barcode scanner on my phone, so it will scan it and then bring up Amazon and tell you what it sells for, and I have done that at Best Buy. And I have to tell you, I do feel guilty. Poor Best Buy.
Oh, I don't feel bad. They've been robbing people for years. It's time.
I like the Fruit Loops one because I love Fruit Loops, but I can't eat them anymore, but I love Fruit Loops. Fruit Loops one says...
You go.
Fruit Loops one has the Fruit Loops logo. Everybody knows the little bird. And it says, they are all the same flavor. True, I've tried. I've eaten them separately, and then I've eaten them together, and they're all the same flavor. And you want them to be different because they look different.
You mean the green one's not lime and the purple one's not grape?
No, it's pretty much sugar flavor. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. Resolve carpet cleaner.
Before we go on, my favorite cereal as growing up was Lucky Charms. And I don't know, did you like Lucky Charms? Were you
Red
a Lucky
Heart,
Charms
Blue Clover, Green Clovers, yep. Purple Diamonds.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to know which you are. I was to pick all of the non-marshmallows out and eat those first, carefully sifting, leaving every marshmallow in, and then eat all the marshmallows at once. Which were you?
I would put them in the bowl, and to be honest with you, I wasn't allowed to have them as a kid, but as a pregnant woman, I don't know why, I wanted Lucky Charms 4 times a day. And so this is very recent, obviously. And so I would put the Lucky Charms in the bowl because, again, wasn't allowed to have sugary cereals as a kid. Like, we had to have, like, wheat bran, you know. So I ate all of the – I put them in the milk, and I ate all of the cardboard things, and then I saved all of the marshmallows for last and ate those with the milk last.
Yeah, that's what you do. That's the way to eat them. That's the way to do it. And it's kind of a challenge to pick them out and make sure you don't get any marshmallow things on your spoon. It's a whole adventure. Yep.
Then you have to flick them off with your finger. Back into the bowl. Get back in there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. We're weird. Glenn, every once in a while, you and I really connect on some stuff. You as a child and me as a pregnant woman, we were like the same person. We've got that. The next one is the Resolve carpet cleaner logo, and all of us have pets, and all of us know what Resolve is, and all of us can relate to this one. Resolve, carpet cleaner in a bottle that can't spray downwards. Seriously.
That is true. You think with technology today, we could have a sprayer that actually worked.
I have to end up screwing off the top and pouring it, which then you get a big chunk and the whole thing doesn't get covered. And, it's really annoying. You're absolutely, it's totally right. Activia helps you poop. Wikipedia, you're welcome, college students. Very true. IKEA, we throw in extra parts just to mess with you. That's very true. WebMD, convince yourself that you have a terminal illness. Okay. The WebMD, they will give you every reason. Progressive Flow is annoying. That chick from the commercial. She's awful. That and the freaking Geico little lizard, I just want to squash him. Like, stop talking like that. You're annoying. Netflix, and this is true, my husband and I have the online subscription of Netflix, and we do this every time, and we never actually even pick anything because we're so irritated. Netflix, spend more time searching than actually watching. Very true.
Are you good? I'm glad to hear that, because Jennifer and I thought we were the only ones. We go on there and we'll spend an hour looking around, and then we go back to regular TV because it just is impossible. They have like their 70 picks, and it's like, oh, I don't have 70 picks. I want to pick my own 70, and it's just it's irritating.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful. Well, the complete list we'll post on our Facebook page on Horses in the Morning, but there's a couple more. But those were definitely the highlights, and. There you go.
Yeah, that was fun. Sorry, that was fun. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Well, let's take a break here while we're waiting for Victoria to check in from England, from Horse and Country TV. We're going to hear from our title sponsor, Back on Track Products. We'll be back in a minute.
Listeners have been asking why Back on Track products work and what is the science behind them. Well, they have evolved from a combination of ancient Chinese wisdom and modern science, as well as skilled textile production. This result is a polyester polypropylene fabric with a ceramic powder that's melted into the fabric's very own weave. The ceramic particles reflect body heat as an infrared wave, a form of energy with a highly documented pain-relieving effect. This reflected heat helps to ease inflammation, reduce muscle pain, and increase blood circulation. Back on Track products can be used to warm up your horse's muscles before exercise, thus reducing the risk of strains or injury. Most importantly, the product's dual capacity to prevent injury as well as ease and expedite the recovery of already present injuries is what makes Back on Track products so unique. I hope that helps as to why their products are so effective. Visit them at backontrackproducts.com. That's backontrackproducts.com.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us here on Horses in the Morning today. I wanted to, I know you, Jamie, talked about Bodie Miller the other day on the show, and an article came out yesterday where a reporter asked him, not the one where they got him all crying and everything, but a reporter asked which I thought was absolutely awful, by the way. That girl should have been shot. But anyway, they asked him what he wants to do after he's off the slopes, and he said that, I think I want to go into coaching, but what he was talking about was not coaching skiing. He was talking about coaching horses, he said. He apparently has gotten really into horse racing and has a stake in a few competitive horses with trainer Bob Baffert, and he's talking about maybe getting into training horses when he's done skiing. So
I know,
that's
I like
cool.
that guy.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So that one other thing I wanted to mention here quick before we get to Victoria
didn't he say he was friends with one, like Bob Baffert, but Bob Baffert wouldn't tell him anything? Like, he's like, I don't know, I would like to be a trainer, but that guy won't tell me anything. He won't even help.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy, and I did feel bad for him the other day, but anyway, yeah. I want to talk about that. I wanted to mention real quick that if you're a draft horse lover like I am, there is the largest prize ever given out in a draft horse competition is coming up. It's called the Gentle Giants Draft Horse Competition. It's one of the richest rodeos, the American, which is coming up on February 22nd and the 23rd. They're going to have draft horse hitches from all over the country. We spoke to a couple of them on the driving radio show the other week, and you can watch it on TV. I just found out it's going to be on RFD TV Saturday, February 22nd at 1 p.m. and Sunday, February 23rd at 10 a.m. So you can, that's Eastern time, so you can search for that. I know I'm going to be taping it, and it's going to be a $100,000 invitational that will go to the winner of these six-horse draft hitches. So they're going to have Percherons, Clydesdales, Belgians, the whole line of draft horses will be there and represented from all over the country. So tune in to that if you're into draft horses at all.
Awesome.
I will be watching. Well, next up, speaking of watching, we have our favorite person from over in England because she joins us every week, and I just realized I don't have her opening music. Oh, there goes the baby. I just realized I don't have her opening music, so I will have to sing it.
Yes!
God Save the Queen, Victoria Spicer from Horse and Country TV.
Hello, that was lovely.
Sorry about that. I didn't have the lovely Samantha's voice and the lovely British accent. It was just me. And I don't know any of, I don't know. God Save the Queen. Thanks for joining us, Victoria.
My pleasure.
We missed you.
Oh, sorry. I've been here, there, and everywhere. So, yes, for once I'm at home and at my desk.
So what have you been up to? Have you done anything fun over the last couple of weeks while you've been out?
I've been taking my 5-year-old racehorse a few lessons, get her used to being in different places. She was hilarious on Friday when I went off to jumping lesson, and she was very good until the next horse arrived for its lesson, and she completely lost attention. And then we stayed in the arena while the new horse came in to start having its lesson, just to get her used to other horses cantering around and not to get too excited by it. And she got the hang of it until the horse started jumping, and then she kept jumping by reflex. So every time it jumped, she just did a little leap. So she's very sweet, but not the brightest.
You seem to end up with those horses. Why is that, Victoria?
Because they're freebies. and if I spent £20,000 on a warm blood, maybe I'd expect one that had more brains. But I keep getting off the track thoroughbreds, and they're all free, and so I can't be too fussy. But I love them. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Hey, Victoria, I've decided that the new slogan for my farm, it should say "Fly Over Farm." Bring us your sick, your lame, and your crazy. That's going to be our new slogan.
What yard is a yard? Isn't a yard without the sick, lazy, or crazy? So I think
lame
fun.
And crazy.
Oh,
lame and better.
I thought lazy and crazy rhymes better, but yeah.
That does sound good. I wish they were lazy instead of lame. That would sound better.
Indeed.
Bring your horse here. Jamie will pay its vet bill. That's pretty much what it comes to. Hey, Victoria, you guys have been getting torrential rains. Has that ended yet?
It's still pretty wet at the moment, but it's happening in certain areas of the UK. They're just getting really bad flooding. In the southwest, it's just underwater, and in parts of Surrey, which is where I live, it's really wet. But I'm quite fortunate that we're really high above sea level, so we've missed the worst of it. But it's just been horrendous, and none of the horses have been out in their fields for weeks because they're just underwater, and they're going to come in with missing shoes and mud fever, so they're trapped inside. So we're fed up, and the horses are fed up.
Well, and I know I read the other day something about a cruise ship got nailed with a rogue wave, and then it hit the coast, and you've been getting, like, heavy, high winds. It's just been something else over there.
It has, but we haven't had any snow yet, apart from, I don't know if the top of Scotland has, because it usually does, but in England, certainly, we haven't really had any snow, and so it's the first year in a long time that we haven't, so we're getting rain instead, and to be honest, I think it's worse. At least snow comes and goes after a week or so.
We've been getting all the snow you haven't been getting. So
oh.
Thanks for sharing.
Sorry.
The first story you wanted to talk about today, we actually touched on briefly on Monday because I thought it was hilarious. Could you tell us about it?
Yes, it's a story of a lady who has been charged with behaving aggressively while riding. And normally when somebody's misbehaving these days, we slap something called an ASBO on them, which is an antisocial behavior order. But for some reason, they dug out an ancient bit of legislature called riding furiously. So a lady's been charged with riding furiously. And we've had some mixed reports. Some people think it's ridiculous, and, you know, which of us hasn't at one point yelled at a horse or been a bit out of control in a public place? You know, they're animals after all, and not bicycles, so they do tend to do what they want at times. Other people are saying they know this lady and she's giving riders a terrible name. And somebody replied saying that she had this lady who got charged had actually beaten top show jumper Michael Whittaker in a class, so we shall watch what we say about her. So I don't know what the truth is, but it's a very bizarre, strange story.
Yes, riding furiously, and we've all seen those people though out in public who you want to charge with something, and it's nice to know over in England they actually have something to charge him with now. And she ended up with like a 100-pound fine or something. Maybe she should just not ride in public anymore. Maybe that'd be the solution.
No, I mean it is hard because you know she's another one from Surrey, and it's quite a built-up area, and everywhere you go there's dog walkers or golf players, and so to actually get somewhere really remote is quite rare. And when you are riding in a public common like that, you have to have some manners and not frighten people, because you know it doesn't do it riders any harm, and the less access we have and the less off the road riding we have, the worse it is, and we're stuck on really busy roads instead. So
well,
Victoria, a reminder.
From what it sounds like, you can't even have people ride around you with your horse, so I mean, somebody galloping by might get you killed.
Exactly. Well, luckily I'm on a racehorse, so if somebody tries to gallop by, she'd probably think it was time to go for the final furlong, and I'd probably end up overtaking them. But that's also a case. And as I've mentioned before, I live right next to Epsom Racecourse, where they have the Derby, and it's public land, you know, apart from the actual track. You can go anywhere you like, and there's riders up there. I get to see thoroughbreds working every day, and it tends to be all the thoroughbreds are out in the morning, and all the happy hackers and everybody else are out exercising later on. But if you go galloping up past the horse and it turns out to be a racehorse or a youngster, you're going to cause an accident. And so it's not just pedestrians and dog walkers you have to think about, it's other riders too.
Well, we've always had that problem here in the United States of the bicyclists and the riders going after each other, you know, because they're using the same trails and all that stuff. We've had that battle here too. You're not exclusive to that one, that's for sure.
I'm hoping you have more space though. All that huge swathes of land in the States. Yeah, space is less of a premium there, I think.
Hey, the next story you wanted to talk about, I actually had the pleasure of interviewing this gentleman before the last World Equestrian Games, so tell us about it.
Yes, well, Alex Fatian is, they call him one in a billion because he was China's first event rider, Olympic event rider, and he basically got aimed at the Beijing Olympics from the age of about 14, and sure enough, by the age of 19, he was there, and he's very tall and handsome. He sounds like Prince William. I think he went to school with him. And
he does. He does sound like him. When we were talking to him, it was because you see his picture, it's not what you expect him to sound like.
No. His mum is English, so and his dad is Chinese, and but he is an old Etonian, which is, yes, the school where all the princes went, so he's frightfully well-spoken. And
princes.
Very glamorous, too.
Yeah, the princy.
Sorry, I do have a funny accent. And, and yeah, so Alex Savile Row Taylors. So he's got these very glamorous photos of him in a suit with one of his horses, looking very handsome.
Hey, Victoria, we're going to have you give us a call back here quick. You're starting to break up on us. Can you do that?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
She'll give us
a
call back.
I've got a news story for you while she's calling back, Glenn. It's a problem. Yeah. It's a rampage in Arizona. It is apparently becoming a really big problem. They're taking over part of Arizona. Merivale, Arizona is being run over by chihuahuas. Chihuahuas are on the loose in an Arizona neighborhood and are flooding animal control offices. People are with the reports of their roaming stray packs of chihuahuas.
What? Mexico get tired of sending people up and then now they're just sending dogs to take over?
The problem is Merivale is a not the most high influential area of Arizona. And I guess a lot of the chihuahuas that people own are off-leash and are not neutered and spayed. And so these animals are getting loose.
Rogue packs of chihuahuas.
Rogue packs of chihuahuas are rampaging a neighborhood in Merivale, according to this news story. This is a national news story on ABC. And this is, like, not far from where I live. And they say, sadly, every animal in Arizona that's in a shelter is either a pit bull or a chihuahua. So this is just another reason to spay, neuter, and geld. Spay, neuter, and geld, people.
Do you have rogue chihuahuas in England that are rampaging the neighborhood?
I dare say there are probably very few chihuahuas in rescue centers here because they're quite designer dogs, so people love them. And over here, I don't know if
I'll
you have many.
I'll send you some.
Over here, the one that you always get in rescue centres is Staffordshire Bull Terriers. They're lovely, sweet dogs, but they're quite stocky and they tend to attract quite rough owners. And so the owners end up getting these poor dogs a reputation. So every time I look at a rescue website, which I do, I have to admit, I occasionally do have a little browse and don't get very upset. Always Staffordshire Bull Terriers. So, yes.
Interesting. See, it's just different countries have different problems. I mean, because the Staffordshires kind of look like pit bulls, and they're owned by usually pretty rough people here, too. But the pit bulls and the chihuahuas. But if you guys need some chihuahuas, apparently we could send you a whole pack of them from the neighborhood.
Indeed. I think they'd get snapped up. Literally, they are like the kind of celebrity dog that you put
no
in your
way
hashtag. Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Everybody loves them. They're probably quite expensive.
Well, the next story I'm going to let
you
Jamie handle
money.
Because she tortured me with this for months. She tortured me with this, so I'll let Jamie handle the next story.
This may be the greatest news to ever come out of England and to come out of Horse and Country TV for sure.
Here,
this is what I'm going to give. Tell us all exactly what is the new show that is going to be shown on Horse and Country TV.
Well, it's new to us, but it's actually quite a retro show. It's from the 1990s, and it is The New Adventures of Black Beauty. We're bringing it back. It's a bit of a coup. So, well done to our head of programming, Jonathan, who has managed to arrange to secure the rights to show it. And we've all been watching the theme tune on our video player over and over again. So do go and have a look. It will bring back loads of memories if you loved Black Beauty when you were younger.
Now, this is from the 90s. When I was in elementary school, I would run home because it started. I was always so irritated because school got out at 3 and Black Beauty came on TV at 3. So I would run home and catch, like, I would always miss, like, the first 15 minutes. But is this the Black Beauty from the 80s or is this a newer version from
the 90s? So I think it was series 3 and 4 were set in New Zealand, and I think the plot line starts veering far away from Anna Sewell's original Victorian novel and becomes more kind of like The Black Stallion. So it's about a girl discovering a wild horse. But there's a character in it called Vicky, so it must be a good show. And and yes, so but they've got a black horse and they've got the theme tune, so we're all very excited about it.
You know what? I don't care if it's about a rogue wild stallion and Black Beauty wasn't clearly at all anything like that. I'm still totally happy. The New Adventures of Black Beauty, Glenn. Black Beauty! Is there anything more appropriate for an English channel than Black Beauty? I mean, come on.
She read that book to us on the show over months and months and months. I just wanted to shoot myself. But apparently I was the only one that thinks that book is absolutely ridiculous, because the listener sure didn't like that. Yeah, if you want to have somebody read it, we should have Victoria read it, because with her lovely accent, it would really sound...
No one would understand it. I said a word the other day in front of lots of English people, and they had no idea what it was. You can tell me if I say this word in a strange fashion, and I'm not even sure you say it, but isn't something that you'd put your foot on or your feet on if you're resting, sitting on the sofa watching TV. I call it a footstool, and I said footstool, and everybody just looked at me as if I was talking French. So do you know what that means, and do I pronounce
yes,
it?
Yes, we do. We call it a footstool, yeah, or what else? What's
Ottoman.
The other name for it? Ottoman. Yeah.
Well, start saying Ottoman.
I think it's adorable the way you say it. Footstool. It's a footstool.
Yeah, it's exactly
I
like
love
that.
It.
As somebody pointed out the other day, that in Scotland it's the only place where good and food rhyme, and I'm like, of course they rhyme. And apparently to other English people, they don't rhyme.
Good and
I have
what?
To say, yeah. We interviewed a girl from who does clipping on one of the shows from Scotland. She's from Scotland and she does these fancy clipping jobs. And we interviewed her, and I thought you were the only one in the world that said horsies and, you know, all the I-E-S's you put on everything. She did, too, and I was like, oh, my God, she's just like Victoria.
Yes, it's a funny country up there. It's very cold, and we speak in a funny way.
Well, I think it's awesome. I think it's just wonderful. I love it.
What about jockey? Oh, sorry, I was going to go on, but go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, please take it on, because I was just going to tell Victoria that I'm known for doing accents really well on this show, and it's pretty common for people to request me to do the Scottish accent, but I will refrain since she's here and we already have somebody with the crazy accent.
Aww,
but anytime you need me to just talk to you, I can just fill it right in, okay? No problem.
I think you should do an entire show in the Scottish accent.
No, I
think so too.
Co-host that show. I think we'll let you co-host with her while she tells the entire show.
Right, Victoria, I got it. It's so bloody great.
That's
I'll do it.
To Mary Poppins, kind of London Cockney accent, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Just add IES to the end of every word.
I was going to say, you and your horsies and
like
your princes, and you can just go sit on them. I don't care.
Victoria, jockeys
and
event riders riding bucking broncos was hilarious. I loved that video.
It is very good. You get to see them falling off at speed. You'd think they would be amazing. We had our champion jockey. He's been champion jockey for 18 years in a row. That's just insane. And he's called Tony McCoy. I think he might be superhuman. And he turned up to do the Bucking Bronco, and he's so competitive that he didn't seem to be that happy about having to do this. And I think he knew he wasn't going to be very good. And sure enough, he fell off after 20 seconds. And he just looked really upset, like he'd just lost on a like short price favorite. And it goes to show how competitive they are. But the jockeys were rubbish, and then the event riders were much better. And my theory is that jockeys are used to riding short, and whereas the event riders have big long legs that they can wrap around, so they were a bit better.
It was funny. It was worth watching over at horseandcountry.tv. How can people watch that new horrible series you're putting on about Black Beauty and other stuff online?
Only if you're in the UK. We because different programs have various restrictions about what countries they can be shown in. You can only watch online if you are in the UK, but we'll be doing clips and things so you can get a little taste, or you can just move to the United Kingdom or Ireland and you'll be able to watch it.
I'm in.
Yeah, why doesn't Chad get stationed over in the UK? They fly planes out of there.
You know what? He did ask me if I wanted to move to Dubai.
Oh, that's
I don't know if that's that. I don't know how you live in a burqa.
That's not the same at all.
No, not the same.
Well, I don't know. It is a little bit. I mean, it is a little kind of expat place. And so there's lots of Brits and Europeans and Americans. So it's not that different. And it doesn't have the biggest race
course. They don't have horses in Victoria. They don't have a lot of horses.
They're very into their Arab horses. And obviously, it's Sheikh Mohammed, who is the ruler of Dubai, his wife is the head of the FEI. So it's quite a horsey place. And they're getting more and more involved in general sport. But they're a huge force in racing. And they have the Dubai World Cup, which I went to last year. And it is amazing. So you should go.
Yeah.
Go and live in America. Go and live in Dubai for 6 months.
How much is it, if you do the research on how much it is to bring a horse to Dubai and board it, okay, that's
yeah,
the problem.
That would be a lot.
All the rich people have horses.
In Dubai.
Yeah.
You might have to be a sheikh, but
exactly.
Well, let's we need to wrap it up here. What fun this morning, though. Thank you so much. See, can you tell we missed you? We had so much to talk about today.
Indeed. It was lovely to catch up with you both.
All right. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Spicer of horseandcountry.tv. Check it out today. Thanks. Well, it's so nice of her to join us. We appreciate that a whole bunch. And now we're going to take a break for a song because Jennifer has to get the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge set up with our celebrity. And, you know, I could not play Templeton Thompson if we're going to have a celebrity trivia challenge with Templeton Thompson in it. So today we're going to give you two Templeton Thompson songs. We're going to play right now my favorite Templeton Thompson song. And at the end of the show, we're going to play the show out with Jamie's favorite Templeton Thompson song.
Yay.
I'm going to play right now Stillhouse Jane. And then at the end of the show, let me see. What's Jamie's favorite Templeton Thompson song? Oh,
What is it with
girls? Okay, let's see if
Carry
I can. So yeah, let's try and shut her up here. Here we go.
I know you love the way it makes you feel.
Jen here, host of the Horse Tip Daily Show on the Horse Radio Network. The way consumers interact with the brands they have trusted for years and those they are about to fall in love with for the first time is becoming more and more mobile, literally, and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. Podcasts or internet radio shows like this one combine the new consumer preference for on-demand information and entertainment with the power of niche market audiences. Advertising on the Horse Radio Network podcasts allows you to reach the equestrian consumer using today's preferred on-demand delivery system. It's cost-effective and flexible, able to reinforce your existing marketing and social media strategies. To learn more about advertising on this show or any of the shows on the Horse Radio Network, contact us at 859-951-2022 or you can email us at glenn@horseradionetwork.com. That's Glenn with two N's at horseradionetwork.com. Come and join the Horse Radio Network family. You'll enjoy the ride.
I love that song, too. It just gets you going and your foot tapping. If you don't tap your foot to that song, you're dead. You're just not alive.
I'm going to have that in my head all day. Wait until we end with, you know, Girls and Horses. Then I'll have that in my head all day.
We are Horses in the Morning. You are listening to, and we are brought to you today by Back on Track Products. I'm Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen in the producer chair, trying to get everybody lined up to play the game here in a minute. But we can talk about our sponsor for this particular trivia challenge is Equity. You know, Equity makes the best manure forks in the world, and we all use them here. Most of the hosts on the Horse Radio Network use them, and we would not use anything else. Well, I got to tell you a story that happened last night, actually. We got our landlord here who lives on the other side of the property, and they have a couple of horses, and they clean the paddocks for the horses and stuff. And so he kept pining after our manure fork. And they have like 12 of them hanging out there, all the cheapy ones you buy at the cheapy stores. And they have about 12 of them hanging out there, and he just kept pining after mine. So I bought him one for Christmas. I ordered one from Equity and bought him the flexion fork, the one you use outside to clean the paddocks. And last night he was going out to clean the paddocks, and I noticed him grab his flexion fork. And again, there's like 12 of them lined up there. And I said, oh, I see you like your flexion fork. And he said, I don't use anything else. And he said, it really makes me mad because when my wife and I go out to do it together, she always grabs this one, and I'm the one that got it for Christmas.
I feel your pain.
So it happens to all of us that have it. If you're a husband and wife combination, you need two because you just can't get away with just one because somebody's going to be mad. They don't get to use the flexion fork. And the reason is it's just so much better. So I asked him, I said, well, why do you like it? And he said, it's this here thing. And he pointed to the basket. And do you know where the suspension system is built into the top of the basket?
Yeah.
He said, I think it has something to do with this. He said, it doesn't get stuck and it doesn't throw poop in my face like the other ones did. And he didn't know what it was called, but he just knew that that had something to do with him not getting poop in his face. And he's absolutely right, because it's the only one with a built-in suspension system to avoid that poop-flinging thing. And it was just so funny to hear him talk about it. He's never heard our commercials, never heard us talk about it. All he knew is it worked, and he loves it, and he doesn't want to use anything else. So, you know, that's the kind of support and that, or the kind of love that people who own these things have for their manure forks. And I know that sounds weird, but only on this show, it's the only radio show in the world that we could talk about a love of a manure fork, but it is true. Now,
good
if you want to graduate... It is.
Isn't that
and
great?
You know what?
I mean...
You'd probably give up your husband before you gave up that manure fork, because it is that good. Well, maybe not.
It's a good fork, I'm not going to lie.
We will tell him that. And if you want to graduate, if you clean a lot of stalls, then you graduate from the flexing fork to the shaken fork. It does all the work for you. I was using the shaken fork the other day because we had to leave the horses in, and I just love that thing. I can get the stalls done in no time. You don't waste bedding. It might be a little more expensive, but it is worth every single penny. Go order yourself one of each. Go order a shaken fork and a flexing fork at equitymfg.com. We have time for one quick story here.
All right, I got one for you.
Yep, okay.
Well, it's the for Arabian lovers, this is the place to be this time of year. It is the Scottsdale Arabian Horse. Oh, my gosh. The Scottsdale Arabian Horse Show is going on right now. And apparently I need to go because the shopping is incredible. I've actually never been to the Scottsdale Arabian Horse Show because I'm not, you know, that's not the kind of showing that I do. And I think us as horse people, we probably wouldn't go to stuff that we don't do. You know, I'm flying across the country to go to Rolex, you know, but can't go to the one in my backyard. But I've had a lot of people ask me, non-horse people ask me what the Scottsdale Arabian Horse Show is, and I had some fighter pilots that we had dinner with the other night ask me what it was, and trying to listen to my husband describe an Arabian horse show to other fighter pilots might have been the funniest thing I've ever heard. How would you describe an Arabian horse show, Glenn?
Well, this particular one, I happen to know a lot about it, and you're right. I'm kind of getting stuck. It's a horse show. They do a lot of different things at the Arabian Horse Show, mostly in a ring, and they go around in circles. And I'm even having trouble explaining.
Exactly. So we were describing it to people.
They were pretty costumes and lots of sequins.
Yeah. And the guy that went, there was one fighter pilot that went. He was like, "Yeah, the costumes are really cool, but I don't really understand." And so Chad's like, "Well, have you seen the Westminster Dog Show?" And they're like, "Yeah." And they were like, "It's kind of like that with horses." And I was like, "That's really well said. Like, it's kind of like a Westminster Dog Show with horses." However, the news is that they do have, and you can go to horsenation.com to get the direct link. They have four arenas going. Classes 12 hours a day, and they're being streamed on iEquine.com. So you can actually go online and watch all of the Arabian horse shows, or as my husband said, and I love Arabians. They're beautiful. They're very functional. My husband says that it's like watching. He's like, "Have you ever seen paint dry?" Because that is what it's like when he was describing it to the other fighter pilots. He's like, "It's like watching paint dry." This is, thank God. And he said, "Thank God you event woman, because at least he gets to go outside and be cross country and all that." He likes that. But yes, you can actually find the Scottsdale Arabian Horse Show online on iEquine.com. And if you want more information, go to Horse Nation. It's one of the top stories that they have right now. Interesting.
Very good. Very good. And if you want to learn more about it, we had a live report from there on the Driving Radio Show this week. Susie from the American Driving Society was there. And by the way, happy birthday, Susie. It's her birthday today. All right. It is that time when we play a game.
It's time for the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge, where each week a different unsuspecting world-renowned celebrity equestrian is pitted against a humble Horses in the Morning listener willing to risk it all for a prize package or a nod of approval from one of the greats from the equestrian universe. Now, let the battle of equestrian acuity begin.
And taking the side for the celebrities in this trivia challenge is our very own, the lovely Templeton Thompson. Hello, Tempe.
Hola. How you doing this morning?
Good. Any no pressure there, by the way, with that introduction to be super smart and lovely this morning.
Good. God, I do not claim to be super smart. Let's just put that on the table right now, seriously. And I'm only on coffee cup number two. And yes, I went to college. Yes, I graduated, but it does not mean I am a smart woman. But I try to be nice. I'm a nice person. That counts, right? I think that's
counts.
What matters.
That's absolutely right.
Being a good person.
That's absolutely right. And the way we play this is the celebrities get to choose a charity. So, you know, if you win, we'll donate prizes to the charity. What charity are you playing for? And then we'll have Jennifer tell us about the prizes.
For the Humane Society of Dixon County, our local animal shelter right here in Dixon County where we live.
Oh, very
they
good.
They need all the help they can get, and they do such beautiful work, and they help so many animals. So we're just trying to help them out a little bit, too, and just lift them up this morning.
Very good. Well, Jennifer, can you tell us what the prizes are?
We have two prizes today on the EquityMSG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge. First up, a CD signed by Templeton Thompson herself of Life on the Planet Cowgirl, my personal favorite. And a book from Trafalgar Square Books, Riding Barranca, Finding Freedom and Forgiveness on the Midlife Trail by Laura Chester. It is a journal of a one-year journey across many, many remote trails in the United States and her trying to deal with the passing of several family members. And it's one of those spiritual adventure books with a horse. It's really interesting.
You got my girls at Trafalgar. Go Rockstar Cowgirls. And out. That's their sweethearts. Awesome. Awesome.
Hey, I got Jamie converted, Tempe, because right before you came on, we played Stillhouse Jane, which is my favorite song, and then hers is Girls and Horses. We're going to play that out, so everybody should stay to the end of the show. We'll play the show out with it. But after Stillhouse Jane, what did you say, Jamie? What did you say?
I said I love that song. It's no surprise. Aww. It's a Tempe song. That's great.
Aww.
And I said I'd have it in my head all day long until I heard Girls and Horses, and then that would be in my head all day long.
You guys are so sweet. Have you seen the video? Because, I mean, that's just my favorite part of that song, honestly. It's not about me, except my Uncle Chuck and Aunt Jeanette, who actually make the moonshine up in Culpeper, Virginia, really, since 88.
The video is terrific, and it shows a lot of moonshine, and it shows you drinking. Were you drunk at the end of that video, by the way?
I was not, and it was not me. That was my, you know, I was acting. I was acting, you guys. I was playing Stillhouse Jane. You noticed that it was me as myself in the singy-dingy part. I was doing the singing and all this stuff, and then it's like that wild and crazy, reckless Stillhouse Jane. She was the one who's drinking, not me.
Right.
But I may have gotten a contact buzz because they were making moonshine that morning. So me and Sam and Uncle Chuck and Aunt Jeanette, I think we all had a contact buzz going, at least by the end of the date. I'm pretty sure about that. Yeah, if I drank moonshine, it would be dinner and a show. You guys know I do not drink, so that would just have even been funnier. that would be bad. That would be pretty rough and scary, but maybe entertaining. So.
And if you watch that video, Jennifer will post that video on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page, but if you watch the video, you have to stay to the very end, because the very end is the best part of the video. You have to stay to the very end.
Thank you.
It's a lot of fun.
You're awesome.
Well, Jamie's going to introduce out your competitor this morning, Tempe.
All right, I'm pretty competitive, so watch out. All right.
In one corner, we have Tempe, and in the other corner, ding, ding, we have listener Kayla Mueller. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Kayla.
Hello. Tell us a little bit about yourself so we get to know who Tempe's competitor is.
Well, I'm the girl that did the interview about the horse in looking for horses in England and Ireland. So I'm an adventure.
Okay.
And so you're smart. Yeah.
Dang it.
I like to go fast and jump big fences. I don't know if that's smart.
I don't think that's smart, but God love you. You're probably really nice. And you did get your horse. And when will your horse be arriving in our country?
Well, he's here. He's in quarantine, and he'll be here on Saturday.
Oh, yay!
So, yes.
Congratulations, Kayla.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Now, so Kayla's fearless. She's fearless. I love it.
Yes.
She's a fearless rock star
she
cowgirl.
Is fearless.
Awesome. All right. I ain't scared. Come on. I'm here with you. Let's do this.
So how this works is I'm going to ask
you a question, Kayla, and then we'll go to Tempe, and Kayla and then Tempe, and we will have a tiebreaker question that whoever yells out, you have to yell out your name as your buzzer, and then we'll explain that if we get to it, okay?
Okay.
All right, now there are, if you get the questions incorrect, you will hear the buzzer from Mr. Basketball.
Oh, that is just not pleasant.
Yeah, we don't like
that. Not encouraging.
Well, then you'll hear this nice tinkly sound if you get it correct. So,
oh, I like the tinkly. Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right. Take it away, Jamie.
Here we go. We are going to start with Kayla. You get your first question. You are up first.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Kayla, I'm going to give you a multiple choice answer, okay? What is the name of Templeton Thompson's horse who has her very own Briar model? Is it A, Joy, B, Janet, or C, Jane?
Oh, boy. oh, no, I should know this. I'm going to say Joy, but I think it's wrong.
So is that your answer, Joy?
Oh, man, that's just mean.
Jane, stay out of Stillhouse. Jane, stay out of
Stillhouse. That's what I thought. Yes, and then okay. It's early.
Yes, Joy's my dog. Joy's my dog. You got him confused.
We did have a horse named Joy a long time ago, a beautiful Arabian that we rescued. So, a long time ago.
See? Mm-hmm. But, yes. Sorry, you still get it wrong.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
All right. Templeton, your question.
Oh, God, I'm so nervous. Okay.
This is, again, multiple choice, and these questions were written by Jennifer at Horse Radio Network if you want to send your complaints. Here we go.
I'm complaining already. Okay.
Yep. All right. This is ridiculous. Tennessee got its name, the Volunteer State, during which war? Is it A, the Civil War, B, the War of 1812, or C, the Spanish-American War? What kind of question is this? We're not history.
Well, she lives in Tennessee.
Man, this is not. Yeah, I live in Tennessee, but I suck at history, you guys. I'm terrible. I love Shakespeare. Where's the Shakespeare question? Come on.
A, B, or C?
I would say A, but I feel I'm going to go with A. Really? I was thinking that. Okay.
Again.
What is it?
Again, Jennifer at Horse Radio Network, if you want to complain about the fact that this is not a horse question, it is actually B, the War of 1812.
1812?
And she could have made that up. I don't know the answer, so it's not like I knew that.
Well, technically it is.
Paid attention.
Technically it's a horse question because they fought the war with horses.
Okay, whatever.
All right, well, I just feel royally stupid now, so thanks for that. I just feel like, oh, wow, I feel so empowered at the moment.
Yeah.
Thanks. Love y'all.
Welcome to the club.
Awesome. Now everyone knows I'm totally stupid. That's great.
0-0. Tempe, we love you. All right, here is the next question. This is for Kayla. Kayla, I did not give you a multiple choice. What is the capital of Tennessee?
Memphis.
Oh.
Why am I not smart today? Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh,
you are very smart. They're just very mean, Kayla. Don't worry about it. You are awesome. You are enough.
All right,
you are amazing.
Wait a minute, Templeton. What is the capital of Tennessee?
Well, see, that's bad. I should know this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You don't know this either?
I feel like I'm on, like, back, you know, like the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, you know, and they walk around and they find complete strangers out on the streets who just look stupid. Well, I feel like one of those people. Because I'm leaning towards Knoxville, but that's not right, I don't think.
It is the country music capital of the state as well.
Is Knoxville actually I didn't know it was our state capital. Yes, of course it is, because the freaking Capitol building is downtown. Yeah, Knoxville.
Nashville.
Some of us music city people call it Nash Vegas, and I just feel totally stupid. Oh, my God, you guys.
It's all good. It's all good. Kayla, don't feel bad.
There are a number of
states.
We're
going to need
to ask somebody the capital
God.
People don't know.
What kind of food do horses like? Can it be like all of the above? Carrots, apples, sugar cubes? Come on. Molasses.
All right, let's go.
Makers.
I'm going to ask you this one, and I would also like to logic. If you know this one, I will be amazed, because I don't know this one. I've never even heard of it, but you live in Nashville, so, all right, just outside of Nashville.
Yeah, here we go. Okay. Is this me or Kayla?
This is for you, because Kayla got the Tennessee Capitol thing wrong, okay, and so did you, but
all right, so
question.
It's me. Yeah, but so did I, but okay, cool, I'm here. All right, good. Okay.
All right. Name the Nashville plantation and thoroughbred breeding operation who stood the stallion Iroquois for the astounding fee of $2,500 in 1892, and whose foundation stallion Bonnie Scotland appears in the pedigrees of Secretariat and Seabiscuit. Are you kidding me with this?
The only plantation I know, it's like I just know because of living here, is Belle Meade Plantation. That's the only one that comes to mind.
I got it right!
You got it right! I am not stupid!
How the hell did you get that one? You couldn't get the capital, but you got that?
I know. Thanks, Glenn. Thank you. I feel so much love. Oh, wow. Thanks. I got it, though, didn't I? Ha-ha.
Oh, my God.
What's so funny is our little cute cat Prissy is up here next to the computer with me watching the birds, and she's chewing me out going, Mom, really? God, you're embarrassing us. Really embarrassing. You're embarrassing
all
the
right.
Planet Cowgirl
herd. It's now 1-0 with Templeton leading the way. So it's time to get caught up here, Kayla.
Oh, boy. You can do it. Okay. You can do it.
Okay, your question, Kayla. Name the music legend and longtime Tennessee resident, who owned a Palomino named Rising Sun.
Well, wait a minute. Oh, okay.
Oh, wow, okay.
Music legend and longtime Tennessee resident who owned a Palomino named Rising Sun.
Oh, boy. Can you give her a hint? Come on.
I did it. I have said on this show in the past, and I know you're a listener, I have said that I did, we did a remote at this guy's house, and it was my favorite show I've ever done on the Horse Radio Network of 3,000 episodes.
He might have worn blue suede shoes, Kayla.
I can't remember his name. That's my favorite song. Okay, Kayla, you're making us all feel really old is what's happening right now. Thank you for that. No, just kidding.
He might have had really sexy dance moves back in the day.
He loved peanut and banana sandwiches.
Elvis.
Yay! Kayla, bless your heart. You are correct, and that 5-second thing went out the window, okay?
This is going horribly.
This is really not your day.
We're having fun.
Right, we're going to give it to her. It's tied.
Yeah.
We asked her a question that was about 5 generations before her, although your mother's going to be really mad at you, so I'm just saying.
Yes, okay. I hope my mom's not listening when she goes, great, I put my child through University of Virginia, and she doesn't know the capital of the state she lives in. That's awesome, hon. Great.
Right,
it really
Cindy,
paid off.
Your final question, and this will, if you get it correct, this will break the tie, and you will be the winner, and the Humane Society of Dixon County will get the prizes, Life on Planet Cowgirl, and they can auction off the book. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, no pressure. Okay. Yeah.
Your song, Slow Down Cinderella, is featured in the 2006 film Dr. Dolittle 3. Name the two-headed animal in that Dr. Dolittle story.
The two-headed animal? First off, I want to hear the buzzer for Jamie, even though I love you. I love you very much. You know how much I love you. But it's Settle Down Cinderella. Settle down, not slow down.
Jennifer wrote the question. I didn't.
It's okay. It is okay.
Jennifer.
But, you know, it makes me, you know.
That's for Jennifer.
Give you guys a little grief, so I feel better about myself. two-headed animal. I mean, when I was a kid growing up in Texas, there was a two-headed calf, like, in the feed store.
Did you watch the movie that your song is in?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I totally have, because it's awesome. It's about kids and horses on a dude ranch. It's awesome. But we sort of specifically focused on the scene where they used our song. So I know that scene really well. And, yeah, I don't know. I just, I don't know. I have no idea, which, you know, which, that's not cool.
It is Push Me, Pull You. Push Me, Pull You is the name of the two-headed animal in Dr. Dolittle's story that your song, Settle Down Cinderella, is featured in, Bless Your Little Heart. You know what? I'm just going to call this a tie, and I don't know.
I'll tell you what we'll do here. I got a solution. I have a solution. Tempe, why don't you send your signed CD over to Kayla, and the Horse Radio Network will donate $25 to the Humane Society of Dixon.
Oh, my God, I love you guys. I friggin' love you guys. Oh, you're awesome. Okay, thank you.
Let's do it that way. Is that okay with you, Kayla?
That is perfectly fine.
Terrific.
Nice to meet you, Kayla. I feel like I don't really deserve it. I'm not on my smartest game today. So, hey, Kayla, you and I can commiserate. It's all good. I have old age to claim. I'm not sure what your excuse is, but it's okay. Because you know what?
I know what Kayla's excuse is.
Okay. I think you're amazing, my dear. You're brilliant.
Kayla went to Ireland to find a horse. It's coming in on Saturday. What do you think she's thinking about day and night right now?
I think she's thinking about that beautiful baby. That's what I think. I relate. Nope. I get it. Yeah, I know. That's our world. But, yeah, ask me any question about my babies. I'll get every single one right.
Unless it's a question about a song that movie that your song was in.
Ooh. But that's a song, baby. That's a song, baby. And, you know, it would be nice if you guys got the titles right. I mean, come on, Jennifer. I mean, whatever. Really? Really?
Let me just ask, what big town? Let me just ask you, Templeton, what big town do you live right down the street from again? What's the name of that town?
That would be Nashville, Glen Tank. Yes. Music City, USA. Did you know that it's the capital of Tennessee and that we're called the Volunteer State because of the War of 1812? I mean, am I a wealth of knowledge or what?
Yes,
man,
you are.
You know, we all learned something today. We all learned something today.
It was a very educational day.
Well, thank you so much, Templeton, for joining us. We really love you, and we appreciate you. And we'll stay to the end of the show, everybody, because we're going to play everybody's favorite song out of Tempe's. That's Girls and Horses. And Kayla, thank you so much. Hold on. Jennifer's going to talk to you for just a minute. Make sure we have the right address, and we'll get it over to Tempe to send that out to you. Thanks, Kayla. Good luck with the new album.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, post pictures, Kayla, on our Facebook page when you get your horse, okay?
I will. Definitely.
Thank you, Kayla. Bye, Tempe.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Oh, my God, that was a trip. She literally lives about 20 miles from Nashville.
we have a tiebreaker question, and it was just going to be too complicated.
I just thought we should end it now.
Nobody was going to get it. It was going to be embarrassing. I stopped the bleeding early.
Yeah, Jennifer, check in with Kayla, make sure we have the right address, and then I'll check in with Tempe, and we'll get a check out to the Humane Society. So that'll take care of that. That was fun, though. What a fun show. This has been a great time this morning, talking about brands and talking to Victoria, who was on a roll today. This was a fun show.
It was. And we appreciate everybody listening. Thank you guys very much. I'm going to go, and I'm going to lock the front gate so my house doesn't get overrun by chihuahuas. And that's what I'm going to do.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Don't forget that Friday is Really Bad Ads Day. We'll have some terrific prizes for you on Friday. Get your really bad ads. We still have people posting them on our Facebook page. We really need you to send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Email them to her. Copy the whole ad. Put it in the email. And put really bad ads in the subject line. That way we make sure it gets entered. There's just too many places for us to go looking around where the really bad ads end up. This way they're all in Jennifer's inbox, and it makes it a lot easier for her because it's a lot of work to put those together on Friday morning. And we really appreciate her efforts in doing that, but that just makes it easier. You can follow Horses in the Morning on Facebook at Horses in the Morning. Just search for that. Also, we don't mention this very often, but we are on Twitter at Horse Radio. And you can find all of our shows on the free app, just on the iPhone. iPhone or Android phone, just go to the App Store and search Horse Radio Network. And, of course, you can still listen on to the recorded versions of all of our episodes, all 800-plus of them. You can go back and listen to at horsesinthemorning.com. And Jamie's website is Chihuahua. Capital
Chihuahua
of the world dot com.
Yes. ChihuahuaAttackVictim.com. let's
inject those little prepared, you think the hospitals there are prepared for Chihuahua bite victims coming in and it like in masses like they do when the zombies attack?
You know, it's probably Chihuahua zombies that are taking over, so they should
it's
be ready.
Chihuahua zombies! That's what it is! Yeah. Girls and horses, temple system.
Bay Neutering Guild, have a great day. God, I love the song.
Well, she talks about them, dreams about them, thinks about them all the time. She's got to have them, be lost without them. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? She said, now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world. They were my one safe place. Again.